Welcome back to Big V Racing. George Ferrugia joins us now to have a look at all of the Greyhound action across the weekend and the fallout from the heats of the launching pad last night. Good afternoon to you, Georgie.
Good afternoon, mate. Hope you're well.
I'm well. Gee, I'm very well because James Vandermart's just been tipping his winners left, right and centre at Healesville so far. So the pressure's on you to find us a couple over the weekend.
Nah, no worries. I'm sure we can help. We'll get those. We'll get into those now if you like at Bendigo tonight. There's three that I like. We had another one marked, but it has been scratched, unfortunately. But we'll kick off in race two, number seven, a greyhound called Barney's a Lad, who we tipped last week, who I thought was an eye-catching run. He ran third. He's a greyhound still learning his craft. And look, he's going to work through his grades, no issue. He's got really nice speed, this dog. And again, I think he'll be winning here today, race two, number seven. Race four, number two, Aston Tango, is one I'm pretty keen on. The favourite in the race is drawn out in box eight, Manila Dusk, who's a talented type returning. I just don't like the wide draw out there at Bendigo, and Aston Tango has been racing well, and he's drawn well here as well. So race four, number two. And we finish with race 10, number one, Kissimmee, who I think is the class runner of the field, solid record from inside draws, but a terrific chaser, in fact, and right in her wheelhouse here, Kissimmee. So race two, number seven, race four, number two, race 10, number one at Bendigo this afternoon.
All right, Georgie, I'm getting the vibes that you're pretty confident at Bendigo today. Sometimes I can just tell, I think. I'm getting the vibes that you're confident at Bendigo today.
I am. I've thrown in a couple of multis, mate, and you won't like this, but I think Brisbane will go well tonight. I don't want to go against you, mate, but I do a couple of parlays with the AFL, and that's what I'm doing. But yes, Bendigo is one of my favourite tracks. I think it's a really fair running track, and there's a couple that just stood out to me today.
I think you'll be like 99% of punters over the weekend, George, complaining about the one leg in their multi that didn't get up. I hate to warn you about that, but anyway, I have. We'll follow you in at Bendigo anyway. Hey, was there anything to come out of the launching pad heats last night? Was there any stellar performances?
Oh, there were. There were. And look, it kicked off in really good fashion. I mean, Blue Demon winning the first heat in 29.25, but the run of the second greyhound, Starline Express, and I just wanted to mention this greyhound, coming from interstate, I just want to mention its splits. It went 4.96, 18.50. That would lead probably every Melbourne Cup that's ever been run, maybe apart from one or two. They're the type of splits that win you big races, and Starline Express absolutely flew out. Got beat right on the line, but still ran 29.76. Zara Marnie was the fastest of the heat winners in 29.17. Was pretty impressive. There was a couple of upsets in the next couple of heats. Kenny Exceed went well in 29.46, and Meteor Manelli leading from Go to Woe in 29.29. That goes to a semi-final stage, so the top four from last night will go through to a semi-final stage next week, and then we have the big final the week after. And it's like we've been talking, Matt, there's so much going on in the group racing calendar. It's nice to have that three-week series where you could essentially not win your heat and not win your semi and still make a final of the launching pad. Yeah. Good money on offer. Some very good.
Stay with us, Georgie. Let's go to Healesville for the seventh.
I'm over the Sprint 300. Almost set. All eyes will be on crowds of smiling. How does he begin today? He made a meal at the start last time when he had the red. And he wants the inside as well. Today he's from six. Punters hoping he begins cleanly. Set to run. Green light. They're racing, crowds are smiling, slow to go, the favourite. He's back last early and away quickly wide out Sonic Shockwave with Garth Vader. They're going forward. They'll be the two leaders in the early part. They're racing compact from Salience, Unique Mundine. Then crowds are smiling from Rojo, Silver Fox and Dundee Cotton at the end, but taking over Garth Vader. He's all out, but he's clear. Garth Vader went on to win it by a length and a half over Salience. Third, diving through Unique Mundine and nose Sonic Shockwave, and then crowds are smiling who hit the line the last 30, but he gave them a head start. Then Rojo, Silver Fox and Dundee Cotton at the end of the field. 19.78 for Garth Vader.
Number 7, Garth Vader, $4.72.60. Number 1, Salience at $6.10. And third was Unique Mundine, but no third dividend. So, Matty, your numbers after the 7th, 7, 1 and 2.
It might have been lucky that we didn't go to James there. I didn't have time to give his selection yet, but his top pick just never got a look at him there. So bad luck was the reason why we couldn't get the victory at Healesville, but we'll be following him in the 8th event shortly. Georgie, sorry, back to you. I know we had to interrupt you there. You're right, the launching pad, great series, isn't it? We saw Wow She's Fast win it last year. It's each and every year we see some star young dogs in action.
Yeah, look, and greyhounds that go on to bigger and better things later in the year. And as I said, some of those greyhounds recorded some very good splits and very good overall times. So I know we're a long way away, but it wouldn't be surprised if some of these would be in the top half of the market and for a Melbourne Cup and these type of races, you know, in 5 or 6 months' time when they've got another 30 or 40 starts under their belt. So looking forward to next week's semis. We'll touch on that. The box draws will be out for that. They're already out, actually, but we'll talk about them next Tuesday on Off the Leash.
We will. Tomorrow night, it's a big night, huge night. We've got Heats of the Egg and also the Shepparton Cup final as well. I know we touched on it earlier in the week, but who are you tipping in the Shepparton Cup?
Yeah, look, I'm keen on Matt's Hope from Box 8. I just think he's drawn very, very well. Look, we spoke about it on Tuesday that we thought it was going to be a fairly open market. 5 of the 8 finalists here, Matt, are $5 and under. It's pretty much unprecedented. I think it just highlights the openness of his field. People are not sure about Fernando Mick from Box 1. Obviously, if he drew Box 8 and won his heat really impressively, I think he'd be a little bit shorter, but he can get 460 for the Australian Cup winner. Lectra, Hecla and Unleash Kalinda at the moment are $4 equal favourite. Jake Laverso obviously is a 27-year-old guy trying to win his first Group 1 race with Lectra, Hecla, so good luck to him. Unleash Kalinda, of course, has been a star up the straight at Healesville. I just got a feeling Matt's Hope, who's drawn really well and led for a very, very long way against Salad Dodger, who incidentally is $5. I think he'll get the run of the race from out there and be pretty hard to beat. A terrific version of the Shepparton Cup.
And at Wentworth Park, what a terrific night of greyhound racing it is, with heats of the Golden Easter Egg and Georgie. There's so many good heats, but the one that I think's my favourite is Heat 4. She's a Pearl from Box 2 is the $1.75 favourite. And you've also got Mortified there from Box 6. And Baby JC, could she go up to Sydney and knock off the champ She's a Pearl? That's a ripper of a race.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's why you're getting around the $1.80 mark for She's a Pearl, because it is a tough race. Of course, Baby JC has been there and done that at Wentworth Park. She finished second in a futurity there and was impressive, so she's had a look at the track. And, yeah, that's a cracking race. I do like one later in the program, race 10, number 2, Angland Luai from Box 2, $2.50 at the moment. He's a terrific chaser at Wentworth Park. And I just think he's drawn to perfection, and he's got one of the easier heats, and I think he'll be hard to beat. Race 10, number 2. Victor Damien's there, of course, who ran third in an Australian Cup and won the National Derby. He has to contend with Box 8. Some very, very talented greyhounds making the trip to Wentworth Park again. That's a 3-week series. So greyhound racing is always busy, but the next couple of weeks are just going to be crazy with the launching pad and the Golden Easter Egg. So we'll keep a close eye on RSN.
Yeah, can't wait for it. You're our man across it all, Georgie. So looking forward to talking to you more and more over the coming weeks. Have a great weekend, and hopefully your Hawks can put in an improved performance in round 2.
I don't think that would be too hard, mate. Good luck with your D's tonight. Of course, you won a grand final at the Gabba, mate, so it's not unfamiliar territory, but I think Brisbane are going to be a side that would probably want to make a statement tonight after their poor performance in round 1. But, mate, I'm not here to talk footy, but I'll be watching for sure.
You're a good man, Georgie. Have a great weekend.
Talk soon, mate.